This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
And it's all free! Free. Free Talk Live, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Live, as you can tell by listening to us, I'm alive and well, thanks very much. Doug Steffen, but another person who's alive and well, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, alive, hot, well. Jennifer's hot, not as hot today as she was yesterday. Well, she's hot, you know what I mean.
Oh, thanks.
Kara Schillen is here. That could be considered, I suppose, a sexual harassment under the guidelines of Rule 3, Episode 19, of the Code of Engineering and Operating at the National Association of Boobcasters. So, with that in mind, we move into Victoria Keelan's perspective on some of the trending items this hour. Victoria?
Well, speaking of boobs, because you love to talk about boobcasters, your girlfriend Stormy Daniels is in the news this morning.
Dimples!
Dimples, yes. Dimples was arrested just a few hours ago after performing. She was performing her routine, shall we say? Yeah. At an Ohio strip club. And apparently there was a sting operation in play, and Stormy was arrested for illegally allowing another person to touch her in a non-sexual manner. Apparently, there is she's been traveling around the country at different strip clubs doing her routine. She is an adult film actress. She's obviously used to being naked.
Touched.
Apparently, Ohio has this ancient law that an employee who regularly appears nude or semi-nude on the premises of a sexually oriented business is not allowed to touch anyone who's not a family member while nude or semi-nude at that business. No joke, that's exactly how the law is stated. It sounds hilarious and ridiculous. However, there was a real sting operation in play here, and police took her right off the stage, put her in handcuffs, took her downtown, and she was booked on these charges, and she was released on $6,054 bail. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, who was probably busy on CNN or doing something on TV as he normally is, he tweeted, "Just received word that my client at Stormy Daniels was arrested in Columbus, Ohio, while performing the same act she has performed across the nation at nearly 100 strip clubs. This was a setup and politically motivated. It reeks of desperation. We will fight all bogus charges." Hashtag basta. Now, I don't know why he's using hashtag basta, which means enough. I don't get it, because I didn't think he was Latino. Is he?
No. He's Italian.
Okay, that's what I figured, but hey.
Maybe he meant pasta. Maybe he's like, pasta.
Because he's hungry, and it was at 3 in the morning when it happened. I don't know. But she has been appearing at various strip clubs around the country doing apparently the same act that she has been doing for a while. And, of course, she has this ongoing case against Trump. So he says that this was politically motivated in Ohio, which is especially in Columbus, Ohio, which is a pretty conservative.
So why do they have a strip club that actually operates?
Well, the most conservative places always have strip clubs, Doug.
Yeah, that's what. But in this circumstance,
they
arrest her. But what goes on in there today that didn't go on yesterday, or the day before, or the week before, or the month before,
exactly.
The year before?
That's his point.
It's a strip club.
Right. And apparently, you know, she wasn't in, like, the champagne room, you know, doing the nasty with anybody. Apparently, it's something,
they
even if she.
Room?
I don't know, but all strip clubs usually do. Yeah, a back room.
You go behind the
curtain.
But even if she takes, apparently, if she's topless even and takes a picture with someone, then that violates the law in Columbus, Ohio. So whatever
she's topless.
I'm sure she was, yeah. She's at a strip
she's
club.
She's a stripper.
Yeah. Right. So whatever she did, even if she's on stage and, you know, and touches somebody or, you know, receives a dollar bill from someone and touches them, apparently that is breaking the law in Columbus, Ohio. So whatever exactly she did, we'll find out, I'm sure. But she's trending all over the place, just like her strip act.
Dollar bill. Remember, that's what that term was used to refer to Bill Clinton from time to time.
Oh, really?
Remember that? Oh, yeah.
No, I don't remember that. I didn't know that. I've never heard that.
Why did they call him that?
Oh, I don't know, Jennifer. I guess I'll have to think about it.
Was he known for hanging?
No.
But, I mean, was there, like, some story right. where people would see him hanging out in strip clubs or what?
Not when he was president. But I think there were a few stories around when he was younger. Perhaps when he was running for office in his home state. That's just a rumor, however. Don't have any facts, no pictures, nothing with him and a chicken. It's all square. All right, so, Victoria, what else do you have for this Thursday, the 12th of July?
And the other big story that's trending right now is Kylie Jenner. She is on the cover of the new issue of Forbes, and she will be the youngest self-made U.S. billionaire in history. She is currently 20 years old and worth $900 million and change. And so in less than 3 years,
where's the money come from?
Well, it obviously started with her salary for being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I guess it's 2 years.
Yeah, make $1 billion for doing that.
I'm not finished. I think maybe less than 2 years. I think it's about 2 years ago, maybe even less than that, she launched a beauty company, and it started out with her lip liner, lip gloss kits, and now it's expanded into this massive beauty empire, and that has taken off. The first year, she made over $400 million selling these lip kits.
Yeah, people went nuts for the lip kits.
Yeah, so now she's worth $900 million. It's really, probably very little of it is actual Kardashian money. The rest of it is because of this beauty company that she's launched. Which is really remarkable to be 20 years old and worth $1 billion. Although, you know, Miley Cyrus was worth $1 billion, and so were the Olsen twins long before they were like 18 and worth $1 billion. So I don't know how she's the youngest U.S. self-made billionaire. I don't know. Yeah, but that's what Forbes says. So congratulations to Kylie Jenner and her momager, who probably gets, what, 20%?
Mm-hmm. Mominger.
It all started with the sex tape with her.
What happened to that
right,
lady?
Right, it's true. Yeah.
Who started her own business very young, went up to $8 billion. I want to say Eleanor. Remember, it was a blood test thing.
Theranos?
Yeah.
Elizabeth.
Yes, right.
Right,
Theranos.
Something?
Like,
her last name's not Theranos. It was something else.
A company name.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to...
She's in jail, I think?
Yeah, right. No, because she was a fraud.
Right, complete, yeah.
Elizabeth Holmes. Yeah,
Holmes.
Nothing. I think everyone was pretty interested and excited when the news about it first came out because it sounded so cool, and then from there on out it just went downhill.
Yeah.
It was not great for anybody.
Yeah, and she's in jail now, I think, and she's lost all of her money because she knew that the whole thing was a fraud, and she helped co-signed on signing off on all of the fraudulent reports and how great the blood tests were.
So here's another name in the news, Lauren Biggers, B-I-G-G-E-R-S. Thanks CrossFit for her ability and her strength. Yesterday she was fishing off the coast of Surfside Beach in Texas. She got a bite, and it turned out to be a 7-foot shark. She reeled the shark into the boat and wrestled
the hell out of it and threw it back.
Punched it in the nose like they tell you to do, right?
Well, she was out on a boat ride celebrating her husband's 30th birthday. She has two children. She says, we were in the water, kept an eye on the lines because she and her husband and a couple of other people had the, they were just out fishing. And she got a bite, then the pole went off. I don't know anything about fishing like this. She heard the drag of one of the poles, knew it was something big. Took her 2 hours to reel in the shark. So, at any rate, there is video and stuff all around Surfside Beach. She said, I don't think I could have reeled in a shark that big, weighed more than I did, without the incredible strength I get from going to CrossFit. finally got him ashore and was able to do it. So then what do you do with it? That's right. I don't get, after you're all done with this, she said, we were concerned with getting him back into the water unharmed. We didn't get a precise measurement, but you can see some pictures.
It's about 7 feet. Well, one more news that's trending, speaking of sharks. Shark Week starts Monday, July 23rd.
Whoopee!
And it's been announced that our favorite, Rob Gronkowski, is going to be on Shark Week this summer.
Gronk likes shark.
Yeah, Gronk versus
shark. By one?
What's he doing? I don't know. You never know with Gronk. He might try to tackle one. Shark Week is celebrating its 30th anniversary this season. Gronk will be in an episode titled Monster Tag.
Monster Tag.
Yeah, so they'll be tagging monster sharks, and Gronk will be a part of that. He'll be joined by Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. The three together will learn about the sharks' top predators and the efforts to try and save the sharks' dwindling population. Other athletes who will be a part of Shark Week this year include Ronda Rousey and NBA champion Shaquille O'Neal, Food Network host Guy Fieri, and Mark Cuban, who owns the Dallas Mavericks. He will also appear in several episodes. And
Shaq's going to use his tennis shoe to catch a shark.
Exactly. It's like a fishing net for him.
And Melania Trump will be there as a special guest.
No. Fake news.
Okay. Fake news. Well, this is not fake. This is the real deal. Your guide to restful sleep. How many different stories do you hear from time to time, maybe every day, depending on what people talk about at work? If it's a really boring job, then you talk about, hey, did you get a good night's sleep last night? If you have trouble getting a good night's rest, you certainly aren't alone in that circumstance. A lot of people, 50 to 70 million of us, as a matter of fact, suffer from a sleep disorder. Staggering statistics when you consider what not having enough rest does for your body and for your mind. If you have a good night's rest, we all know we're more alert, make better decisions, perform better at work and at home. You're happier, you're healthier. So Doug wants you to be happier and healthier. And so do the people at MyPillow.com. They certainly want you to be happy and healthier so that you can enjoy life. Enjoy the products that you can find at MyPillow.com. There is a pillow bed for your pet, should you like one. I've asked for them to send me one for my pal Daisy May. There are all kinds of accessory pillows. The big deal at the moment is what's going on, this premium pillow deal. Buy one, get one free with the promo code DJV. Offer will end at the end of the month. This is a 10-year warranty, made in the USA deal, machine washable, you know that, the patented adjustable fill. Order yours now at MyPillow.com with the code DJV. It's guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back. Help yourself. Imagine using a pillow for 2 months, you don't like it, you send it back. That's pretty cool, huh? It's a good deal. It's a great deal. And by the way, there are great deals to be had on pretty much everything that there is. So you need a new mattress, need new sheets. It all started with the idea that Mike Lindell didn't get a good night's sleep. So he was a designer, an architect. He built his own pillow. And then he said, hey, look at this pillow. And then his neighbors wanted him. So that's how it all gets started. You can get yours. Buy one pillow, get the second pillow free right now. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and take advantage of this great buy one, get one free at MyPillow.com.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The hook on this. This is a song called Predictable, right?
And you're here.
Not quite up your alley, huh?
Well, I don't know this group, these two guys. Good Charlotte, headlining a benefit concert for the Capital Gazette shooting victims in Annapolis. The city is going to hold a concert featuring this bunch that are rooted in this area to honor the five employees who were killed in the attack in the newsroom a couple of weeks ago. The mayor says the event is dubbed Annapolis Rising, a benefit for the Capital Gazette and Free Press. Takes place the 28th of the month. Include performances as well as guest speakers from the journalistic community. The tickets are going to be available sometime soon. Proceeds will benefit a fund established for the victims and survivors, as well as journalism scholarships. They'll certainly are needed, because the quality of journalism in our country pretty much sucks at the moment. Good Charlotte includes twin brothers Joel and Benji Madden. Said they are proud to go back to their roots to pay tribute to the community. They are 39. They live in L.A. They come originally, though, from Waldorf, Maryland. Kara, where is Waldorf in relationship to?
I've never heard of Waldorf, Maryland.
Yeah, neither did I. Must be a small little town.
Yeah, it's like around, I don't know, it's kind of not that many people are from there. I think of it as kind of north of Baltimore. There's, I don't know, I'm actually surprised, because I never knew that Good Charlotte was a Maryland band. I've never heard them talk about Maryland before. I guess I've never been a huge fan.
Well, they left when they were 18 to go after their music careers. It's not like...
Okay, I lied. It's actually south of Baltimore. That's how much I know about it.
There you go.
Speak just a suburb of Annapolis,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, so... yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they're able to get more Maryland bands to come, because there are quite a few from the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Who would be an example of that? What band?
I think of All Time Low. You probably don't know them either, but they're also a fairly large band, kind of like Good Charlotte, kind of pop punk sort of genre. But yeah, they're from Maryland. Everyone who's from Maryland knows about them, so I wouldn't be surprised if they got a lot more people on the list for this.
Well, it's a good idea. The benefit taking place from the stage on College Avenue with the Maryland State House in the background. So that's scheduled for the 28th of the month. Other music news here at 26 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I are thinking about the words of Sissy Houston, who says she was horrified by accusations in that new documentary about Whitney Houston. Kevin McDonald interviewed 60 of Whitney's closest friends and family members. The final theory the film presents, as Whitney was a child, her older brother Gary, both molested by their cousin Dee Dee Warwick, who was Dionne Warwick's sister, I believe, right? If I remember correctly, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Was she a performer as well, Dee Dee Warwick? I don't know who she is.
No.
I think I read early on, and then nothing.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah. Well, they both had drug problems, Dee Dee and Dionne. They both used to have a guy who was, well, it's a long story, but there's really in my stories. There's a guy, you've heard me say from time to time that I owned a bus company here in Framingham when I was much younger, and we used the state prison is in Framingham, and I used to have work release people from the prison come over and work in the bus company. And one guy who was there for about a year, he was in for drug dealing, and he said one of his biggest customers was Dionne Warwick.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you know that. And that was back in the 70s. So
maybe that's why she thinks she's a psychic? Drug flashbacks.
I'm not sure. That's not fair to psychics, actually.
No, we know real psychics. I'm just saying I don't think Dionne Warwick is one of them.
No. Well, she never I don't think she presented as being a psychic. She just got $3 million.
Psychic Network.
To be the sort of coordinator.
She's like a more classy Mama Cleo. Call me now.
All right, so anyway.
Well, we buried the lead on this story, but sure.
Well, no, we didn't. I said she was Sissy Houston who was upset. Why do you think we buried the lead? I said she was upset with the accusation. Me, because I didn't say what the accusations were. I did. She was, molested by her aunt. Would you say that was her aunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her cousin?
Yeah. Right. Apparently, though, I guess it's Whitney Houston's mom and some other relatives only found out about it 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't know about those allegations until 2 days before the documentary came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of it's messed up their family even more, apparently.
Yeah. Hmm. And Gary, the brother, is still alive, and he's confirming that he and Whitney were both molested by Dee Dee Warwick, so it's caused a huge rift in the family.
Lovely. But what has it done? Well, under the circumstances.
It explains Whitney's troubles and
what
the
did it do to her life?
And,
yeah, sure
it
did. 29 past the hour.
Sexuality.
And I find a feeling down.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world. New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A second day of meetings underway at the NATO summit in Brussels, where yesterday President Trump was tough on other NATO nations, urging them to pay more towards their protection from Russia, saying they only pay a fraction of their cost. The president meeting on the sidelines of the summit yesterday with Germany's Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron, after which President Trump told reporters,
"We're discussing trade, we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out."
Later today, when the summit ends, President Trump then heads to Great Britain. FBI agent Peter Strzok heads to Capitol Hill today for a House hearing. He's under scrutiny for anti-Trump text messages that he sent while he was working for the Hillary Clinton email investigation in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thursday, the 12th of July. Here is 2018 for those of you who may have just come off the latest ship from the planet Venus. We are well underway here with the conversation. The things that we are focused on today, as a matter of fact, we're focused on the day today, Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, National Simplicity Day. This falls every year, July the 12th, in honor of the birthday of Henry David Thoreau, who was born on the 12th of July, 1817. He was sort of a jack-of-all-trades, an author, environmentalist, abolitionist, poet. Probably remember him from your high school English classes as a transcendentalist. I don't know that you remember that as well as you remember him as a poet.
I actually do remember that more than him being a
transcendentalist,
poet.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a pond over in Concord. He's from Concord, Massachusetts. And the pond is Walden Pond, basically connected to the poem. And he is known locally as someone who was in the transcendental field. And if you don't know what they believe people have knowledge about themselves that transcends all the external forces in their lives. And it changes their lives. They advocated for living a simpler life, to be in touch with the feelings that they had, internal, external feelings. Thoreau said once, as you simplify your life, the laws of the universe will be simpler. The laws of the universe actually are pretty simple if you get right down to it. You just live and let live. That's more or less what came out of him. A lot of people on this date go skinny dipping in Walden Pond. And you didn't know that.
I'm sure did not know that.
Find that.
No.
Yeah. It's a.
Doesn't surprise me that you do, though.
Really?
Really?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's see. The we go to July the 4th, 1845. He moved into the house near Walden Pond, lived there for a couple of years. You can still go visit. It's kind of like a little shack. That's all it is. He published Walden Life in the Woods on August 9th, 1854. He lived most of his life, if not all of it, I think pretty close to Concord, Massachusetts. Passed away May 6th, 1862. So he didn't live very long, but he had very large impact, I think. He's was a philosopher. There were lots of those philosophers around prior to the Civil War. There was a great, as this country became, as it grew and expanded, before we decided to fight about the importance of slavery. Well, that fight was going on, but it wasn't as pronounced. The philosophers of the time, many of them taking on the discussion of slavery and what Thoreau was all about humanity and what it was like to be a human being. If you studied his poems and if you studied his life, you studied his writings, his thoughts about transcendental life, it really was pretty interesting. And well, for that era, no, there have been. I don't know what it is about us. We think that all the brains have matured to be a part of life now. There have been plenty of eras. Go back to Socrates and to the era of the Greek philosophers, and even before that, some of the Roman philosophers, and before that, even there have been many who have been great in terms of. Not always did we get the full meaning of what they did because they didn't really write things down. They didn't print. They didn't publish like we do today. But certainly there have been a lot of people who have been really responsible for key thoughts and times in the history of mankind. But Thoreau, certainly in the quasi-modern era, is someone. Maybe this is much too much for me. I always liked Thoreau. Frankly, in school, I thought he was fascinating, and he may have helped me get sort of a handle on my own philosophy. My own lot in life is to want to have people live and be left alone, live and let live. We don't seem to be able to grasp that too well in this era that we live in, but it really is a much better way of living your life, I think, anyway.
I just learned last night, actually, he also opened his house up to the Underground Railroad.
Yes, Underground Railroad.
Had apparently a lot of people, he helped a lot of people through his,
yeah.
You know,
well, that
efforts.
May be why I'm close to him, because I actually, my farm is on the Underground Railroad, and there, Framingham was a very important part. There are holes, and under, there's a, as a matter of fact, right down the street, there is a huge tunnel under the roadway and under a mountain where the Underground Railway was a factor in saving a lot of lives, frankly. So, yeah, he was very big in that movement. You're right. Okay, time for our television report. Jennifer, did you know that RuPaul is going to try to have a daytime talk program?
Why not? RuPaul is big stuff on Logo when they do their drag queen, RuPaul's drag queen race. Been doing that for a long time. And I think she got a star on the Walk of Fame this time around. So she, I don't know if that it's been officially installed
yet. Is it appropriate to refer to RuPaul as a she? Yeah.
It depends on the
drag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and he and she go back and forth. There are a lot of times when you see RuPaul just in a suit. That's typically his outfit when he's dressed as the man, and then he goes all out for the woman's role. But, yeah, we'll see. Well, I don't know how great it'll be. There are a lot of shows that come and go, as you know, but
so many Ellen, talk shows, yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres's company that produces her talk show is going to produce this. A lot of celebrity guests, latest pop culture news, games. beauty tips, that sort of thing.
See, this is not meant to sound mean or disrespectful, but there's already Wendy Williams, so I don't know.
I was gonna say, that's
how
big
different.
Competition for Wendy Williams, though.
Yeah, I don't know
same
how different
audience.
It's going to be.
Yeah, why? A lot of crossover there.
Is she a trans?
No. It's just the same
audiences.
Same demographic for the audience. Lots of gay men, lots of women. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Well, who knows? But, you know, Harry Connick's show kind of came and went, and everyone seems to have a talk show for at least half a season.
Like a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, so that's coming up. Anybody see anything good on TV last night?
I did not.
No.
Yeah, I just watched the England World Cup game and then cried a little bit afterwards. Blamed it on Victoria because she said she thought England was going to lose and Croatia was going to win, and then it happened. So
I didn't have time because I went to pick up the blue toilet. So
Oh, boy. The blue toilet saga.
With his cushion seat. Ugh.
Yep. And I got a sink with it.
They threw in a sink like a bonus? So,
the lady said to me when I got there, she said, "What's your interest in a blue toilet?"
That's what we all wanted to know yesterday.
I said, "Well, I have a little cabin and I need a new toilet for it and yada yada." She and her boyfriend buy homes and they remodel them. And I thought it was very, she went through this whole thing. She lived down the street and she's bought most of the houses in the neighborhood from the 1950s. And that's where this toilet comes from. And they just rebuild houses, redo houses. I was quite fascinated with her story. And it was nice to see that kind of entrepreneurialism in an era when a lot of people have somebody else do it. She and her boyfriend do all the work themselves. Kind of cool. Anyway, how did I get off on that?
Save blue toilets.
Okay, so the TV report.
That was your TV report, Doug, just so you know.
Yes, that's it. All right, Jen, what about tonight?
All right, on USA, there's a new Queen of the South where the ladies are going to try to make peace with each other at a Southern ball. That's exciting at 9 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Shooter at 10 o'clock on USA. TLC is all new tonight. They have a brand new supersized episode of My 600-Pound Life. That starts at 8 o'clock, followed by, at 10, a new episode of Dr. Pimple Popper. Yes, I know. This is how bad TV is right now. But it's actually kind of interesting. I dare you to turn away.
No, I can't.
I know.
That makes me gag. I can't. I don't like poppers. Ugh.
Well. All right, so speaking of doctors, Jennifer, you'll be happy to know.
I just finished my TV report.
Yeah, but add to the doctor report.
Okay go ahead. Doctors, go ahead. No, it's your show. Let's go.
At headlines from a year ago, Doctor Who cast a female doctor. That was a year ago today in television news.
That's exciting.
Meanwhile,
let's talk about a show none of us watch.
All right. SWAT Mysteries is new tonight on History at 9 o'clock. That's a good one. And then on the networks, there's actually some new shows today. Oh, before we move to the networks, Cable has a good one more. Freeform has Marvel's Cloak and Dagger. That's getting really good reviews. That's new tonight at 8 o'clock, so you can check that out. On to the networks, some new stuff. We've got a new episode of Big Brother on CBS at 9 o'clock. On ABC, all new tonight with their game show at night. The Gong Show starts things off at 8, followed by the Match Game.
Who's the host of that? Who's that?
The Gong Show? Mike Myers.
That's Mike Myers?
Yes. He's in some sort of prosthetic.
Yeah. Right. Dr. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was somebody fake, but I couldn't figure out who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who it
is. Wow.
And then you got the Match Game at 9, Take 2 at 10 on NBC, a new episode of Little Big Shots. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by 2 half-hour episodes of Marlon at 9. And Fox is all new tonight. They have The 4, Battle for Stardom. That continues at 8 o'clock on Fox.
Should have a Steve Harvey network, because he's on a different one every night.
That.
During different.
You have such a man crush everywhere. On Steve Harvey.
I think he's a fabulous talent. I think he's done in many ways.
He's a good talent and a nice guy.
He's done what I wanted to do but didn't do because I didn't give up working on the farm. I would have loved to have done all that kind of stuff, and probably 25, 30 years ago I could have done
it. You could have been Bob Barker all the way.
I could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, doing that sort of thing, I had an opportunity to do a game show, it was about 25 years ago, and it was a summer thing, and I didn't want to give up being on the farm. I don't know whether that served me well or not, but
that's a good choice.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, get to the sports desk. Let's go to the results of the World Cup and find out from Victoria how Croatia did.
Oh, Croatia did very, very well. And much to the dismay of England and all their crazy fans, Croatia will now play France in the World Cup finals on Sunday. They beat England 2-1 in double overtime in the semifinals yesterday. And Croatia is now the second smallest country to ever make it to a World Cup final. It is also their first time in the final as well. The best record that they've had up to date is in 1998, they placed third. So they actually have a chance to, even if they come in second, they'll still be besting their record. And they may not have a team full of household names, but their 22 players did incredibly well, and they are older and have more experience in tough games together, and that could have contributed to why they sort of handily beat England. And the World Cup final between France and Croatia will be on Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It will be broadcast on Fox in English and Telemundo in Spanish. You can also stream it free on a trial subscription called Fubo TV. So if you want to get it free, you can do
for
that.
People
as well.
Who can't pronounce football, it's Fubo.
Fubo. Right. Fubo TV.
That's how Gronk say Fubo.
Jennifer, LeBron is supposed to be playing, getting tuned up to go work for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah,
he's already making
disappointing
headlines.
People.
Yes, right. What happened?
Already, he hasn't even hit the court yet. Well, when LeBron James joined the L.A. Lakers, there were two artists, Jonas Never and Menso One, who welcomed LeBron with the King of L.A. mural in Venice. When the mural went up, though, it's been targeted and vandalized by angry Laker fans on multiple occasions now. So, what do? Well, you take down the mural. Fans noticed that the mural at Baby Blue's Barbecue had been completely painted over with white paint and assumed that it was another case of vandalism. However, that was not the case because someone splattered gold paint on an updated LeBron mural. Jonas Never decided that the mural had gone its course. He showed up at the restaurant on Wednesday and painted over it. He wrote an updated Instagram caption, "Fun while it lasted. Thanks to everyone, both good and bad, for making this mural such a hot topic and really just making the Lakers part of the conversation again." Now, in other LeBron news, Blaze Pizza, which is a pizza, like a make-your-own pizza chain, and one that LeBron invests in, celebrated his signing with the Lakers by giving out free pizzas at their Los Angeles locations for a few hours on Tuesday. Lots of people were pumped up about the free food, but things got really crazy after LeBron tweeted about it. He wrote he hadn't been to a pizza party in a minute, along with Culver City, and then he added the thinking face emoji. Well, the tweet was vague, but it was enough to make hundreds of fans think that he was going to show up. So they went to the Culver City location just in case he decided to make an appearance, but won't, he didn't. Instead, his wife posted a picture of LeBron floating on a donut in their pool.
Where do they live? What town are they in? Do you know, Jennifer?
I don't know where they live, no.
Where do they live in? All right, for those of you
I'm sure it's
who
very
are
small, wherever they live.
Bowlers.
Yeah. Humble.
Yeah, yeah, right, humble.
Little cop.
There's a lot of focus on scholarships for children, going on to better educational opportunities. If you're a bowler, you can still, there are a lot of opportunities for bowlers, scholarship management and account reporting for 10 pins called SMART, independent entity that helps young bowlers manage and protect their scholarships. You can check it out. They every summer have an opportunity for some kind of contests and stuff, and $325,000 in scholarships awarded every year. So, how about that?
What is this?
How many people?
Bowling?
Bowling. Yeah. Go to your local bowling alley. Started in Cleveland a year or so ago, but you can still find. I saw a sign for one outside a bowling alley in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. Contest for youngsters. Get a scholarship here. 10 before the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end.
Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today, call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour on the DJV show. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. First focus is on Facebook. You like that alliteration, Victoria?
First focus on Facebook.
On yes. Facebook. All right, what are they doing?
Well, Facebook is sweetening the pot for all birthday fundraisers posted on their platform. They're continuing their efforts for social good and hashtag trying to make up for spilling our data to everybody else in the world. And they're helping to get back into their good graces with users by saying they will donate $5 to, so generous, to every newly created fundraiser posted on a U.S. user's birthday. So if you decide that you, on your birthday, would like to fundraise for one of their 750,000 vetted U.S. nonprofits, then they will give you $5 for doing it. And so last year, Facebook introduced this fundraising feature, allowing users to select an organization, set a goal amount, and then enter a custom message, and then friends who see the post can make a donation if they want. The money, the $5, will come from Facebook's donation fund to help nonprofits boost fundraising, and they say that they are going to pour $50 million into the fund for this year alone. Facebook is also, they're adding contributions for a limited time, but however, they have not said how limited the time is. So if your birthday's coming up and you want to do something good for one of these charities that they have vetted, then go for it and take their $5 while they're offering it. They are not saying how much money has been raised through Facebook fundraising. However, they say that birthday fundraisers are one of the company's most popular fundraising tools. And in last November, they also tried to make it a little bit easier for fundraising. They eliminated all the fees for nonprofits. So 100% of the donations that you can fundraise will actually go directly to the group. So it's good news for a lot of charities.
Yeah.
You know, $5, that's pretty cheap.
$5. Here's, I had thought about a motel, but I'll keep it to myself. Apple introducing a new version of their map feature using only data collected by their very own Apple Maps vans. This sounds interesting. Let's find out more.
The Geek Out.
Apple Maps has been a big sore subject for the company ever since it rolled out its own map product back in 2012. Recently, the company announced it will be introducing a version of Apple Maps that will contain only mapping data Apple has collected itself. It turns out for the last 4 years, Apple has been circling the globe collecting its own mapping data, and even to my own surprise, I recently spotted an Apple Map van in my own neighborhood. By the time you hear this, maps for the San Francisco Bay Area will begin to appear in Apple Maps created only from Apple data, with the rest of North America rolling out by the end of 2019. Apple claims using its own first-party mapping data will resolve many of the errors and bugs that have frustrated Apple Map users to date.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Back to the technology focus here from Victoria's point of view. There was an arrest of an ex-Apple engineer. What in the world was he doing?
Well, he was up to no good. It was almost a perfect getaway, but a former Apple employee was caught at the airport just before he boarding a flight to China after apparently stealing some of Apple's secret plans for self-driving cars. Now, we don't think much of Apple and self-driving cars, but that's probably because they're all secret plans. And so this ex-employee, Chaolang Zhang, had been a person of interest and already interviewed several times by Apple and also the FBI when he booked a last-minute flight to China on July 7th. He was arrested at the San Jose airport by FBI agents and has been charged with theft of trade secrets. Now, he was hired in December of 2015 to work on Apple's project to develop hardware and software for self-driving or autonomous vehicles, and he took a paternity leave during April of this year and traveled to China with his family. When he returned on April 30th, he suddenly gave his notice and said he was moving back to China to be closer to his mother, who was in poor health, but it really turns out he was actually going to work for X Motors, which is a Chinese company that develops electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles. That set off some alarm bells for Apple. They asked him to return two iPhones and a MacBook, and then the security team began reviewing his network activity. Turns out he had downloaded confidential technical documents, and surveillance footage saw that he stole a lot of different equipment, too. So, busted.
Busted. It's all right. I like to get the bad guys. We're the home of the good guys. It's the
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nanocurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nanocurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nanocurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.